Welcome back. We are in the Trending 55 newsroom covering some breaking news here and the flooding that happened in Peace River. And with us on the line right now is Mayor Tom Tarpey. And first off, Mr. Mayor, obviously, I guess the big thing that we were kind of talking about before is that there was some flooding around the Pats Creek area of downtown that started last night. And I think anyone who saw what it looked like last night compared to this morning really has to be blown away by the amazing work of Public Works and the first responders. Just talk about the great job they did.
Oh, they did a fantastic job. They reacted very quickly, and we got the Pats Creek under control and by just shortly after midnight, and they were able to clean up most of the debris. Already pumped up a lot of the stormwater.
Okay, great. And I also noticed that just before 10 p.m. last night, you and your deputy mayor, Elaine Manzer, had signed a declaration of a local state of emergency, and that's under Section 21 of the Alberta Municipal Governments Act. So for those who aren't familiar with that, can you explain what that means and what kind of abilities that gives council under a situation like this?
Well, it allows us to put in emergency orders and appropriate the proper equipment to address the emergency.
Okay, great. So now that you had that there too, I mean, I know many situations they talk about is punching a hole in the dike in order to help relieve some of the, to help the water recede. And this time, that did not have to be done. That's not overly common that the dike doesn't have to be broken, is it?
Well, we didn't want to break the dike, so we waited until last possible minute, and the blockage in Pats Creek gave way, and we were able to get away with not breaching the dike, and that was very helpful. And one of the reasons why we didn't want to breach the dike is the Smoky River will probably give out tomorrow or the next day, and so we. And that will bring a surge of water into the Peace River and double that flow probably. So we didn't want water coming through that hole.
Okay. And I guess another question I have for you, this one as well, is that obviously yesterday when the water levels were really high, there was no way anybody was getting to that section of downtown Peace River. And even though now that residents and I guess people that work in the area, like us, that have to return, but for the most part, just kind of remind the general public, that this area should be avoided right now, even though cleanup is starting pretty soon.
Yeah, we're allowing business owners to come in and check their businesses for damage, and also allow the residents to return to their domiciles. But we certainly don't want pedestrians and other members of the public coming down, because we're still cleaning up. There's still heavy equipment around, so we don't want anyone to get hurt.
All right, Mr. Mayor, those are all my questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
No, I think we've thanked the Public Works crew and the first responders, and I'd like to do that again.
All right, awesome. All right, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, take care. Bye.
This is Peace River Mayor Tom Tarpey on the Trending 55 Newsroom.